All right, guys, welcome back. It is Nicole Dean again from the Awesomization Nation, and I am here with a super special guest today, and I am just tickled from the top of my head down to the bottom of my toes to be able to bring this call to you today. I have got the one and the only. Let me tell you, this girl is unique with a capital U. I've got Leonie Dawson here with me today. She's a CEO, author, artist, creative person, and take that times 10 million. She's a blogger, a hugger, a mama to two, and a lover to her husband. She, from her beautiful accent, you'll discover she's Australian, which is just super fun to listen to. And as far as street cred, because I know you guys are all about the cash, she's got it in spades. For instance, she's created a business that has generated millions in revenue, and that's just one of the check marks, I can tell you. You can check out more at her site from the show notes, and I'll give you the link again later, too. And most importantly, because you know, my motto is awesomizing your business, your life, and the world, and this lady makes the world a better place. And I am just so tickled, like I said, an honor to be able to bring her to you today. We're going to be talking about her Create Your Shining Year in Business and Life workbooks, where over 200,000 women have purchased and used these, and it's changing lives. This lady is amazing. You're going to want to close all your windows, pull over your car, grab a notebook, and get ready for awesome because it's coming right now. Welcome, Leonie.
Oh, my God. That is, like, the best, like, intro ever. I'm like, who is this amazing person? I want to meet her. Oh, wait. Oh, my God.
I love me.
I love being me. I'm so proud of me for, like, making, like, all of the dreams and things that I wanted to make true as a kid, like, come true. Like, all I wanted was to be an artist and an author in the world. And I'm so excited that people, like, I get to write books and then people use them and it helps them. And it's like, woo, yay.
And she's also, Leonie's also a very calm person, as you are so not about to see. I love it. The energy is
calm,
awesome.
And subtle. That's definitely very graceful, very composed. I can be very concise. Like, that's definitely, like, exactly what people think of when they know me.
You're a lot like me. It's just you get what you get. And yeah. I'm awesome, and I'll bring it. But it's never going to be polished. It's never going to be perfect, but it's going to be me.
Yeah.
And I see a lot of that in you.
Oh, yeah, there ain't no polishing going on, guys.
All right, lady. Well, I want to talk about your Creating Your Shining Year in Business and Life workbooks. I bought the printed workbook last year, and I did part of it. I didn't do enough of it, but as you say in the workbook, you know, you do the parts that call to you. That's important, and it's certainly about bringing you up and not about going, well, I should have done more. But what I wanted to say is I really liked it. But holy cow, when I ordered my box this year and I opened it, it grew. I kept pulling stuff out of the box and there's these big, huge workbooks. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you've been busy.
Yeah, I have. And I also like to laugh. I think, why am I kind of tired from last year? Oh, wait, that's right. Because, like, you took, like, one book and then you, like, doubled it in size, divided it into two, and then added three extra products to the product collection. Like, that's, like, usually, like, an artist or an author would work on one book, you know, for over a year. And no, I've done three plus two products. And that's only part of my business.
It's amazing because I looked at it and it's not like it's just bulkier and there's not redundancy between the two books or anything. It's just that much. There's so many more aspects of what you cover in it that it blew my mind. And I actually took a screenshot of the table of contents from each book and I was going to put it with a blog post so people can see, okay, we're talking about your soul, your relationships, your family, your house. This is just the life book. Travel, finances, giving back, self-care. And then in the business book, we're talking about finances, team, support, systems, which I love, boundaries, customers, marketing, which marketing and money both start with an M. And that's not a coincidence. So I was just loving it. I got in and I'm like, this is so powerful. It really is. So why don't you tell me about the two workbooks, the business and the life one, and why are they so popular? But more important than that, why they work?
So they've been around for, I started them in 2009, and it was just one of those things. I was pregnant. I had a cubicle job. I already had kind of a business on the side, so I was only working part-time anyway. But I really wanted to, I knew that goals were transformational. I already set like bigger goals in my life, just like one or two big goals. And then I was like, you know what? I actually want to like set goals for every area of my life. And there wasn't anything available in the market, and there still isn't. And plus I didn't want something that was just kind of like black and white and boring. Like I wanted something pretty and rainbow and something that was like inspiring and fun to look at. So I thought, all right, I'm going to create my own. And I just did in the space of 3 days. I'm very much a fan of riding the wild donkey, as in just really just monofocusing on one thing and getting it done until it's finished. And so that was about 3 days that happened. And I got to the end and I was like, wow, this is actually really cute. And you know what? I think I might just scan it in and turn it into an ebook and put it on my blog. And maybe like 10 people will buy it. I'll sell it for like $9.95. And like that's $100. And I'm like, $100 on something that I was going to like just do for myself anyway. That's the coolest. And I put it up. I'm just like, yeah, wow, that'd be amazing. And I put it up, and it went nuts. Like people were just like, holy crap! Like no, there's nothing else like this available. And like this, they just went crazy with it. And even though I was only just selling an ebook, like we sold over 1,000 copies in the next month. And it just spread like wildfire. And every year since then, it's kind of like all of the people who start using the workbook, they're like, the vast majority realize that like that's actually the thing they're going to do for the rest of their lives. And so they become like really rabid fans, and they can't wait for the next release, for the next year. So we've doubled in size each year at least. And so we've already sold, I think, 2.5 times what we sold last year. And we were already like nearly out of printed workbook stock. I think we're kind of in the hundreds left across our 3 shipping houses when we started with, I think, 40,000 printed copies.
That just, you blow my mind.
It's pretty amazing. So now we've kind of like, so we start out with the ebooks, and then we just kept on making, like, you know, and when I say we, it's the royal we, it's been me. And then in the last, you know, like I've grown my team since then. So now we kind of have a big team of 10, 12 people who help keep this baby rolling, because there's so much customer service and there's so much that needs tending to. So yeah, it's exciting and I love it. And you know, I love collecting the results. Each year women, and we have men as well, use the workbooks. They come back and say, wow, my life was transformed from this. And when I look at the research, it's really easy, like obvious why. The research is 80% of people don't have any goals whatsoever. 16% of people think of their goals but don't write them down. Like that's the kind of goals that you make when you're like half pissed on New Year's Eve. You're like, I'm going to meet my true love soulmate and lose 35 pounds and run a marathon. And then you like kiss the random person at the bar. That's that level of goal setting. Then the next level of goal setting is like when you're like, yeah, I'm going to really write my goals down. You get out a piece of paper and you write them down, and then you find that piece of paper like years later and you're like, what the fuck is this? Like, did I really write this down? And then it's just 1% of people who actually write down their goals and regularly refer back to them and keep them front of mind as they're doing their life, as they're doing their business. And it's that 1% that are among the highest achievers in the world. So like the statistics are that the more you look at your goals, the more intimate you are, the faster they manifest. And it's not even manifesting. It's because it keeps you so aligned to make sure that your actions are taking you closer to making that goal come true. And I love that quote. It's like, you know, a millionaire looks at their goals once a day and a billionaire looks at their goals twice a day. That resonates with me so much. And I'm like, okay, well, I've become a millionaire now. Like, how can I become a billionaire? Oh, I need to look at my goals twice a day now. Okay.
Love it. Well, and I think there's a few parts of what you said too. I mean, in the beginning, you can't even get what you want if you don't take the time to really figure out what you want.
Yeah.
And that's where I think the initial power is in the book, is in going through all of these things and actually, what is my ideal family? What do I want that to look like? What do I want my body to be like? I mean, health-wise and all of that. If you don't sit and think about these things in the first place, then how are you supposed to even head in the right direction? Mm. So, I mean, the power is in sitting down and going through these and saying, okay, what do I want my impact on the world to be through my business? I don't know. I never thought of it before. Well, guess what? It's in the book. So you're going to think about it if you go through the book.
Totally. And that's the thing. Like, I wanted to like create a process so it just like leads you through it. So it's not like this painful, like, okay, now I have to come up with this now and think about this. It's like, no, it's like, here we go. This is the process that we need to take. And if you can't, you know, if you don't want to deal with that area, that's totally fine. But at least you know you've got the option there and you've got crafted questions and systems and support there. And it gives you extra guidance on like recommended resources to develop that area. It gives you ideas of things that you could do in order to develop those parts of your life or business.
Right.
And then as well, like we did the companion weekly diary planner this year as well, because thinking about that quote, if you don't have the diary planner, like, please go out and get it. Like, if you've got the workbooks, great. But that companion diary planner is the thing that's actually going to make you take your goals into your months and your weeks and your days. Like, we've really specifically set that out. And I've, like, gone out to the market and looked at, like, everything out there that's, you know, like a goals planner or whatever. And it just, like, they just left me lacking so much because they don't actually do, like, the correct process to help you look back on your goals, refer back to those big overarching ones, and make sure that, you know, your days, your weeks, your months are completely aligned with getting you there. So each month, like as you hit like the next month in your diary, you actually have to do a goals review, which I love. Like that's so, so important. It means that 12 times a year you get the opportunity to have a reflect and look at where you're hitting your goals, where you aren't, like those big overarching workbooks that you, goals that you've set in your workbook. And you can reset your path if you're not on target to meeting them. Because otherwise, if you're just like, you know, if you're just setting the goals and not looking back at them, you don't really have an opportunity to look back until it's the end of the year. So the diary is definitely like the thing to help you make sure that you're actually inserting it into days, weeks, months.
That's so powerful. I mean, like a rocket ship, if it's aimed at a planet and it's off just a little bit, then it's going to completely blow by it. So absolutely, that's huge to be able to navigate along the way and really look, okay, am I on track? Nope, we got to navigate this way a little bit.
Yes, exactly.
And be able to make those small changes as you're going through. So, so powerful.
Yeah.
So my audience is mostly entrepreneurs, bloggers, coaches, authors, speakers, just amazing experts in a range of niches and markets. So, you know, I've been talking about the life planner some, but I mean, the business planner is also incredibly powerful. So for the business people, talk about the benefits of the business planner, but also why the life planner is also needed, because I think that the magic happens when you have both personally.
Oh, yes.
Because I always, with my coaching clients, I always tell them, yes, you need to set your financial goals and we've got this, but if your lifestyle goals are not in alignment with that, then things are going to get out of whack. So you have to always be planning and measuring both if you want to truly be happy and successful. So obviously I'm right because you've got both of these planners.
I agree wholeheartedly. And I think, like, if you've got, okay, I'm going to get bitchy here, but here's just what I think. So if you're just doing the business planner and you're not doing the life planner, you've got your priorities incorrectly set. Because there is no way that you can create a wonderful business that serves, you know, your highest passion and your highest purpose if you can't even be bothered to set goals on how good your life is going to be. Like, if you really think that the only thing that you should be planning out is your business, then please go, how do I say this nicely?
It's sad.
Because it is so one-dimensional.
Yes. Your life should be beautiful and vibrant and not just completely swallowed up with business. And I get it. Like, I love my fucking business. I love it. It's the thing I am most passionate about. It excites me every single day. And if I'm not careful, the business becomes my only existence. And that actually isn't healthy. And it's not healthy for me, it's not healthy for my team, it's not healthy for my family, it's not healthy for my friends, it's not healthy for just a happy, good life. Because I am such an overachiever, like, I would happily just, like, if left to my own devices, I would only be looking at, okay, what revenue goal do I want to hit this year and go hell for leather at that without taking into account that, hey, along the way, I still want to have a good life. A good life that is filled with creativity and love and rest and balance and restoration. And the thing that I've discovered most of all is that when I forget that, my business actually suffers. When I become one-dimensional and only focused on my business, I don't bring my full self to my work. And it's when you have a really full and wonderful life outside of your business, that's when you get a whole bunch of extra energy and insights that you wouldn't otherwise. If I'm feeling stuck in my business, the best thing that I can do is not work harder. Like, that's the point where I'm like, okay, I actually need to have a step back. I go and have, like, a little retreat, even if I've got kids. And so I don't very regularly like leave the house, like, at night time. So even if I just go to a place during the day and come back at night time to be with my husband and kids, that is actually huge for me. And for me to, like, remember, oh, you know, that's right, it's about having a good life. And when I don't have boundaries about work-life balance and when I let work infiltrate into every area of my life, I am diminished because of it and my work is diminished because of it. And guess what? So is my life, because we only get one life and work is only a part of that. So please give yourself the fullness of experience to have both a really good life and a really good business. That's not an oxymoron. That is not impossible. And in fact, it's synonymous. If you look at the research, including from Jim Collins in Good to Great and Great by Choice, true leaders who run hyper successful companies do not have insane work hours, because what they've done is worked out how to have the systems and people and practices in place that the company does not require one person to work insane hours and sacrifice their whole life in order to do it. And the people who are incredibly successful also have incredibly successful marriages, successful relationships with their kids, successful relationships with their friends. They've got things outside of their business that keep them full.
Amen, sister.
Yeah, I love times a lot of numbers. I love making money, but I love making memories more. So That's pretty much what I remind myself on a regular basis. As I'm sitting here, I'm like, well, I could work another hour and make more money, or I could make memories. I made enough money today, let's go. Or I'll assign something to somebody else and go, okay, I'm still making money while I'm making memories. Yep, I love it. I absolutely agree.
So with the business planner, what it does, my business really took off through the roof. I mean, I started six figures. When I started doing true business planning, that's when it just accelerated open throttle. When I reviewed where we'd been, what wins that we'd had, and what had created success for us in the past, and also what would create success in the future. Doing those kind of reviews and plans, it keeps you so on check. So with the workbooks, the business workbook, as Nicole shared, you go through your business finances, your business team, marketing, customer service, income goals, all of those things. It is like a complete business plan in a book. Again, like I do a lot of market research to make sure that we are like the true market leader in this. And like, I'm very happy to say that we are.
It's very special. It really is special. I buy a lot of planners at the beginning of the year and a lot of, basically self-help and business help. I invest a lot in myself, and this isn't just pretty stuff. I mean, it's pretty powerful, pretty and powerful. How's that? It's amazing.
Yeah. So it's like really, it's like, everyone says you should do a business plan. And this is like really giving you a very actionable plan that you can create in the world. It's not hypothetical. It's not like, ass wankery of like, target market, demographics, like projections. That's just stupid and ridiculous. This is really like a very, very practical goal setting and reviews and reflections to make sure that you were learning all the lessons that you need to learn from your business and that you're instituting good change. And what that does is that it supercharges your business for growth. Like, I am completely happy for us to have like some failures, some mistakes, run into issues with the business as long as we learn the lessons from them so that it doesn't happen again. And so the workbooks take you through that process. So even when bad shit happens, because it will, that's what happens in business, you actually learn how to take the lessons and the wisdom out of that and install it into your life, into your business, so that thing it doesn't happen again, or if it does, it's on a much lesser scale, because you can't just like go, oh, bad things happen. Like, you have to take responsibility for your part in it, and also set reminders within your business so that kind of stuff doesn't happen again.
Definitely. So what about the people that say that they're too busy to go through these books? That, I don't have time to do that. I'm too busy actually doing things. What would you say to them?
That's just such a load of self-sabotaging bullshit.
I was hoping you'd say that. Go ahead. Do continue, darling.
It really is. It's like, sure, you go ahead and you keep being busy and not a damn thing will change, because you're not actually taking the time out of your business to look at it strategically. That's what an entrepreneur does. That's what a business owner does, is when you remove yourself from just being a technician who is doing shit and actually look at your overall business as a whole ecology, as a whole system, and looking at how it can improve. If you don't have time for that, then frankly, you just want to get yourself a job, because if you are only doing the doing bits instead of the thinking and the strategy bits, you're not being a business owner.
I agree. It's like the people that say they're too busy to outsource. Oh, I'm too busy. I don't have time to hire someone. Okay, that makes no sense. So in a year from now, how's that working for you?
Yeah. Oh, it's not. What a surprise. You're still too busy to hire someone and you're still having the same issues that you were like a while ago. Like, no, you make time for these things. And you're like, you really have to like wedge it in there. I loved, there's a book by Kate White, and it's called, I Probably Shouldn't Be Telling You This, and it's Career Advice for Gutsy Girls. I think that's the byline. And she was the editor of one of those chick magazines like Cosmopolitan or something like that. And what she quickly discovered is that if she was busy reacting to the magazine all the time, because she would just have people coming into her office constantly, like with the next issue, the next issue, the next issue, she realized that the company would fail if she didn't take regular time to look ahead for the next 12 months and plan it out properly. And her analogy for it is what your task is to drain the swamp. That's the whole purpose of the business. Now, as you get into the swamp to drain it, you keep coming across alligators. And so you end up like in these epic fights with the alligators. And if you end up spending your whole time fighting the alligators and not actually draining the swamp, like there's always going to be another alligator. And so what she ended up doing, and I just love that analogy. I'm like, that's right. Like, you can't just have your whole time spent fighting alligators. Your real job is to drain the damn swamp. So she would book into her calendar an immovable appointment every Friday for 2 or 3 hours. She would have her doors locked. She would, like, tell her secretary, hold all my calls. This is the time that I drain the swamp. And that was the time when she would look at projections for the next 12 months. She would look at where all of the other industries were going, how her magazine could adapt to change, what kind of design things that she should be doing, all of those things. That was her time for like that pulling back out to do the planning for the time in advance, because if she didn't, the magazine would fail. So I think that's a really useful analogy. If you don't take time to like pull back out of your business and look at it from an eagle eye perspective, you will get eaten by the alligators instead of draining the swamp.
And nobody wants that.
Well, I mean, if you want to, you're so welcome to it. I don't know if it's going to be fun, but if that's your karmic mission in life, then go for it.
One of my favorite sayings ever since my kids were little, and I wish I knew who originally said it, but I've never been able to find it in almost 20 years, is the days are long, but the years are short. Mm. And I actually had that hanging up in our house when the kids were little. And it just reminds me of, especially when they're little and needed feeding all the time and diapers changing and everything, the days just seem to drag. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I just want to go to bed. Would this day just please end? But then you blink, and now my son's in college, you know? So I see that a lot in business as well, where you're busy, 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 and the day is long, and you've got all this stuff to do, but then you blink, and a year's gone by, and you haven't gotten to the next level because you've been in that mode of, like you said, wrestling alligators. And so that's just another way I like to think about it is, yeah, I may sit down and think, oh, I have 6 hours or 4 hours or 2 hours, whatever I'm going to work that day. And it seems like all the time in the world. But if I blink in a year from now, I haven't achieved any of the goals that I've set out in this book, then how sad is that? And so that's, you know, you've set up the system so that it prevents people from, well, it doesn't prevent them, but it helps them to keep looking at that overview and keeping the goals in sight so that you don't just fight the alligators and think, you know, I have all the time in the world, because like you said, you're the planner has you looking back and going, oh, geez, a whole month has gone by and I haven't gotten any closer to my goals. I better rethink this. And so it's a system. You know, people sometimes I think don't take you seriously because because you are just so fun and amazing and just having a blast the way you do things. But this system is so freaking powerful. It just, I mean, I'm on bended knees, girl. I'm impressed.
Thank you. And I'm like, I'm happy for people to just go, no, that clown hippie. And I'm like, yeah, like you're most welcome to think that. And you're also welcome to look at my results as well. Mm-hmm. You know, we've did $2 million in revenue last year. I have over 100,000 people on Facebook. We will have sold about 250,000 books. And 75,000 people on my mailing list. And I've been doing this, I've been blogging for nearly 12 years. So, you know, obviously I know a little bit of something about making your goals come true and creating a business that works and a system around it. So don't be fooled just because it looks pretty. Doesn't mean that it's not like really, really good business advice.
Exactly. And I'm actually a member of your academy as well.
Yeah.
I think I told you that when we talked the other day. Yeah. And I love what you've got going on in there too. It's good training. I mean, it's solid. It's great business training. I've been doing this for over a decade, and I really enjoy seeing the way you teach, the way you interact, the way you keep your authenticity, the way you lead this community. It's really awesome. But we're talking about the planners, so I won't sidetrack too far over there. But okay, so what were you going to say, hon?
I said, oh, go on. I'm very
okay. I need to sidetrack on one thing that I think you missed in the books, and I have not gone through both planners completely yet because I'm still working through them, but you have a section on relationships, but I didn't see one about the relationship with your significant other. So what about setting goals with sex and romance, especially sex, which I know is on your daily spreadsheet to check off these things every week. So I know you're keeping track of that, but it's not in the planner, is it?
So the relationships part in the book is definitely about, like, I mean, the vast majority of it is about, like, your relationship with your significant other. But you're right, I don't have goals. I don't say goals in there about sex. Oh, God, do you think I should?
Date nights, you know, all that stuff. That's important stuff.
That's a good idea. All right, I'm going to do that. Yeah, all right, fuck yeah. Good idea.
I mean, it's part of my self-care because, you know, stress management. I'm running 3 businesses. I got to have some stress relief.
So. All right. I'm so down with that. All right. And then I could add, like, sex books into the recommended resources section.
That would be fun. I'm just saying.
All right. I'm down with this. I'm a Scorpio, so I very, very much enjoy speaking of the sex.
Yes, I've noticed this about you. You're hot hubby, hot hunky hubby. I've got one of those too.
Yes, aren't they? Dreamy, dreamy cakes. You're like, perv worthy. Yeah.
Yep, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, so I know that you've got other things to do and we've got a hard stop, so I wanted to wrap up with one of the most important things to me. My motto in my business is that with my Awesomization Nation, we're awesomizing our business, our life, and the world, because I feel if you're missing one of those areas, you're not quite living at your fullest potential, which we touched on today already.
Mm.
So in your books and in your business, I know that you talk about philanthropy and giving back. So in, like I said, in my Awesomization Nation, I just encourage daily acts of awesomization. So what are some ways that you personally love to make the world a better place, both in your business and personal life? Just some examples of things that you love to do to give back, because I know there's a lot of them.
I love these questions. So at the moment, we support there's about 15 charities that we support on a monthly and yearly basis. We are in the top 1% of Kiva lenders in the world, which is so fun.
That's amazing.
Yeah, like it's just like, oh, this is the coolest fun game ever. And then we really try and make, like, philanthropy a part of our business model. So me and some of my friends, we worked with Pencils of Promise to build a 6-room school in Ghana in Western Africa. Which is so fun. And my next thing is I want to build a library through Room to Read. There's a book called Creating Room to Read by John Wood, and I just think every single, like, business owner should read it because it is phenomenal. It's such a good business read, but it's also about changing the world through philanthropy as well. And so one of like the fun side projects we're doing as well is, because of the refugee crisis, we donated a stack of cash to some organizations that were directly helping refugees. And we also discovered that there was a lot of people in Australia who wanted to send their baby carriers, like baby Bjorns and Ergos, to Carry the Future, which is an American organization. They collect them, they send them over to Greece, and they go and meet people as they're coming off the boats. They show them how to put the baby in, like babies and children in there, to keep the babies safe. Because, you know, the refugees, they have such a intense journey at them trying to find where they can settle. And so it means that children can sleep on them instead of on the street. And it means that they've got arms to do other things with as well. So we end up.
Holy cow. You about made me. I had to catch a sob. That's beautiful. I caught a sob coming up from deep in my lungs. I'm like, oh, nope. down. That is amazing. Oh my goodness. Because how did they think of that? What beautiful souls.
No, and they just, and like, you know, there's nobody that's getting paid in their organization. People are just going there as volunteers to go help people. And if you go follow Carry the Future, they just share the most beautiful and sad and magical stories. And one thing I love, I've just got goosebumps all over me. One thing I love is that it's when they get off, it's mostly the men that want to learn how to use the baby carriers. Aww. They all want to carry their children and they want to keep them safe. And so they're fitting about, like, I think it's like 60% of the baby carriers are getting fitted on men so that they can carry their children and their babies. I'm gonna have a cry.
I'm like Barbara Walters. I just make everybody cry. That's beautiful.
What we realized is, you know, we're not in America, there was no Australian contact to be able to collect all of the baby carriers, and also it's actually really, really expensive for us to send such a big to send carriers internationally. And so what I ended up doing was going, okay, we're the Australian contact now for Carry the Future, and people from all around Australia sent us baby carriers. We've got about a cubic meter of baby carriers, and my company will foot the whole bill to get them sent directly to Greece. So that's been a real joy for us. And my husband has spent the last week like opening all of the packages and resorting them into bags and weighing them. And then my new operations manager has been getting quotes to try and get shipping companies. And, you know, it'll cost a lot of cash, but it'll be worth it.
You think?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's not just a little impact. That's pretty huge.
And still I still want to do more. So, and with the workbooks as well, because I really want people to know that their lives can transform. So we donate the workbooks to nonprofit organizations all around the world. We give them digital licenses so they can print or give out the PDFs of as many as they want. Where we've got excess stock, we donate all of that excess stock to organizations as well. And so we have had, I think, over 70,000, we've given away 70,000 copies of the books to nonprofits to be used by their clients. And these are like women in slums in India and cancer survivors in the United Kingdom and women, like domestic violence survivors in Australia and women who are mothers in drug rehabilitation programs in America, and we just get the most amazing emails from them saying how much has changed their lives just for them to actually set a goal for once in their life and realize that the life that they currently have is not necessarily the one that they want in the future, and actually just give them steps to get there. Like, I just think this should be taught in schools, and it should be taught in a fun and fabulous way so that we all get, like, this is what it takes to create change in the world.
Wow. Okay. Well, that just happened. That was amazing. thank you for opening your heart like that and just spilling it for my people.
Oh, babe, thank you.
That just touched me so deeply. Thank you for that. All right, guys.
Look at the babies and weep now.
I know, right? I'll put links to Carry the Future along with this and whatever else we talked about when we go through the transcript and get it all in writing.
You're the best, Nicole, and I love you. I think you're amazing.
Thank you, darling. I love you too. And guys, what if it was easy? You know, my friend Teresa always says, what if it was easy? Well, sometimes it is. Go get these things, go through them, and just see what happens. Take a leap of faith. It's working for all of these other people. There's a reason it works. It's a great system, and I'm speechless for once. So go buy it. Just trust me. Leonie, I absolutely appreciate you so much, and thank you for the gift of your time.
Oh, bless you. Thank you.
All right. Bye, guys. Thank you again. Bye.